Hi, I'm Susan Rosenthal.
And I'm Tessa Brock. Welcome to the Dips of Doubt podcast, where we guide leaders through moments of uncertainty because we know leadership can be difficult.
We are here to walk this journey alongside you, to normalize the challenges, grapple with the struggles, and celebrate the successes.
So let's get started dispelling those dips of doubt. Today's episode is, should schools be like Disneyland? Susan, you and I were recently talking about something that came up in our conversations about how someone was proposing that schools should be like Disneyland. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's crazy because many moons ago when I was getting my principal certification, one of my professors actually talked about their district, that was important, you know, to make it feel like Disneyland with customer service, so to speak. And I didn't really get it. Disneyland, it's expensive. It's, you know, a lot of rides. It's entertainment. And schools aren't necessarily supposed to be about entertainment. So I didn't question it enough back then. And then I recently read an article about that idea of Disneyland is something that all of us can, their premise, can keep at our forefront as we're leading or as we're doing work. And so I did a little investigation, and Megan Lawson talks about it. And then I read an article by Dan Cockerell. He's the former VP of the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World, where he led a team of 12,000 cast members into welcoming 20 million guests each year. And the belief was simple: treat me as an individual, make me feel special, respect me, and be knowledgeable. When you look at it from that perspective, wow, wouldn't it be great if schools helped me as a student feel like I was unique and an individual, that differentiation, so to speak. If I was a staff member and as a principal, I helped my staff feel special and individual. As a leader, the people I'm working with, make me feel special. Number two, noticing is so important. So I can make you feel special if I know your name, or I recognize that you got a haircut as a student, or I just comment on the work with positive feedback. Or number three, respect me. I spend my time with you daily. So how I give respect to you should be given back to me. And it works both ways, right? Adult to adult, adult to kid, and everybody's watching. So respect is important. You have to earn it, but together we all need to be respectful and be knowledgeable. Isn't that why we go to school? Isn't that why staff do what they do every day to prepare for the students? Isn't that why a principal prepares for the staff they have in front of them? And so when you look at it through that lens, completely makes sense. And how brilliant that professor was many moons ago that I didn't pay attention to. So anyway, what do you think?
Well, I think it's fun to think about, because I know that when you first brought up this idea, I was like, first of all, I haven't been to Disneyland in 20 years, because when I went last time a gazillion years ago, we just wandered around and did whatever we wanted, and we stood in line for forever. And since then, it's become so intense. You've got to have an app, and you've got to do the fast pass, and you've got to plan your food, and you've got to stand in line for forever. Like, there's all these things that you have to do to plan your trip. And so there's so much intentionality that it just feels, for me, as someone who hasn't been in a long time, super duper overwhelming. And so I guess as I was thinking about it, I was thinking, so yes, I agree on the intentionality, right? Disneyland, you have to have intentionality. But then I also think that Disneyland is just paired with this like happiest place on earth. And I'm thinking, yes, we want schools to be positive. Absolutely. And so if I was going to say that when we say Disneyland, we mean positive intentionality, I'm 100% on board with that. I think what we don't want to do is that it's not the Mickey Mouse Club where kids could do whatever they want, or that there are no rules or no expectations, because even as I'm hearing you, we're treating people individually. When I hear that, I'm thinking about, even from a trauma responsive approach, that we're talking about how and when we set our expectations, how and when we have consequences, making sure that we are self-regulated. All of that is being individualized in our approaches. I'm thinking that absolutely people deserve to feel special, regardless of the environment. That's why we want our faces to light up when each other walks into the room. I think being able to make sure that we're intentional around giving respect. And I think so often as leaders, we forget to be as respectful to our staff, especially those certain staff that we struggle with. I think so often then that in turn, teachers forget to be respectful of students that struggle the most. And so I think really just radiating respect is so incredibly important. And then being knowledgeable. And of course, that's the goal, not only of students coming into the school, but that's absolutely who we want to be as leaders, as we are continuing to push our own boundaries and work even harder to be better leaders in our own right. So I think that when we compare Disneyland with that kind of criteria, I think I'm 100% on board. But I do see why it's a very provocative statement, because it's not necessarily the criteria people always use when they think about Disneyland.
As you think about your school, not Disneyland, where are you helping to treat everyone as an individual? Where are you helping people feel special and respected? And how are you making sure everybody is feeling knowledgeable with fidelity?
Thanks for listening. We know your time is precious. Remember, you've got this, and we've got you.
Now go shine your light and keep making a difference for others. You matter.